The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 31, Hour 2. Doing it live on March 4th, 2018. You're listening to this. You're listening to Hour 2. And you want to listen to Hour 1 first? Well, go check it out. Be up on sternjesus.net. Should be in the link in this podcast. Just click Hour 1. Bam. I know it is if you're listening on sternjesus.net. Listen to Hour 1, then listen to Hour 2. If you want the full two-hour video of the version of the show, the only way you can see the video of what I'm saying right now is Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Become a patron of the show. Get all the chapter and verse versions on video of the show. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Become a patron of the show. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Email the show, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. If you want to see the live stream video for free, every Sunday night, follow us on Twitter at StonerJesus420 and Periscope at StonerJesus420 as well. And check that shit out. Sunday nights, we're live around 8-ish. I think tonight I started, I don't know, 7:45. Maybe it'll be later sometimes, maybe earlier. Maybe some Sundays I won't be able to do it. I have to do it some other time. Whatever, man, it's flexible. That's the point. It's flexible. So, there you go. Yeah, had a lot of fun in Hour 1. Go check out that video. Be on demand. Post it up on Twitter or Periscope, of course. And again, if you're listening to Hour 2 and you want to listen to Hour 1, go do so. And then come back. We'll see you right back here. If you hear the hilarity and the jocularity that took place in Hour 1, be back with us today in Hour 2. We're talking about UFOs in Milwaukee. Also, Stern Jesus Pickup Line, St. Patrick's Day edition. That's very important as well. We may check in back with the Oscars and what's going on there, if anything of importance is going on, which I doubt, because I'm not expecting anything of importance to happen for the Oscars. But we're doing the Potskers. Yes, that's right, the Potskers. Again, for more on the Potskers, if you listen to Hour 1, well, I did a whole big thing about it, and it was fucking brilliant. So go check that shit out. Don't miss the brilliance. It's amazing. So anyway, like I said, UFOs in Milwaukee. All right, that's the theory. I go bring up the video. Should have done that earlier, but hey, man, got shit going on. Anyway, there's strange lights apparently in Milwaukee. There's other videos on YouTube showing it happening during like a news broadcast, and the news broadcasters were kind of freaked out. I don't know. I'll give my thoughts on UFOs after you check out this story about UFOs in Milwaukee. Oh, that's not it. Oh, that's embarrassing. If you have the video version of the show, you're a patron on Patreon, and you see the second hour video, you see what just happened. It's very embarrassing. Now we're going to try this again. UFOs. I'm trying to be dramatic. UFOs in Milwaukee.
This is a question many people in Milwaukee are asking today. What fell from the sky Saturday night? This object was captured on video by a lot of people who witnessed it. Todd Hicks has the details. He's live in Milwaukee. And Todd, I actually saw this and wondered what it was as well.
Well, that's a question a lot of people have tonight, Carol. That bright glowing object seemed just to fall to the ground, but then some say it mysteriously reappeared right before their eyes. This is what Elizabeth Zelenskis spotted over the skies of Milwaukee Saturday night. And she was...
I wonder if this is something different than the one I saw about the news program. Maybe this is different. I don't know. Still, it's a good excuse to talk about fucking UFOs. Check it out.
And alone.
That's a plane up on the left.
We can't hear it though, Andy.
The Wauwatosa woman was with her family on their deck when this sky lit up.
Just kind of like a fireball, I would say.
You can see the object that looks like it's on fire dropped thousands of feet. Behind it appears to be a small flame.
The one I'm thinking of in the news story, there was like a bunch of lights. I don't know if I'm thinking this is not the one. And I don't have the video of the other one, so hey, fuck me, right?
I mean trail. Zelenskis claims she knows what it wasn't.
I've done a lot of outdoor camping and have seen a lot of meteor showers.
I've done a lot of camping, Andy. It's not a meteor shower. I've been out there. Andy, you can't hear it. It's not a plane. You can't hear it.
At first, I was initially thinking something along those lines, but it definitely was not.
Two big events on the lakeshore were happening around the same time. The Air and Water Show was on the lakeshore, and the Golden Knights performed a tandem jump over the Summerfest grounds. A spokesperson for Germanfest says the parachutists were clearly visible from the ground, and the jump took place before the skies were completely dark. A spokesperson for the Air and Water Show says they're not aware of any problems with a plane that would...
Damn, there's a lot of shit going on in Milwaukee. Move to Milwaukee. Get on this entertainment value.
...resemble what was captured on video. So the big question of what this is remains a mystery.
Whatever it was really amazing. We all enjoyed it.
Can't hear it, Andy. Can you hear it?
And a lot of people still buzzing about that object in the sky Saturday night. Now, the Air Force is also weighing in on this subject. Hear what they have to say coming up tonight on Live at 6. We're live at Veterans Park. Todd Hicks, today's CMJ4.
What?
Still don't know. Okay, Todd.
I gotta go listen to another fucking... no. Nah. Nah, man, nah. I'm not doing that shit. I'll wait till 6. What the fuck? Anyway, coming up, I think we're going to check in the Oscars here in a minute. Hold on. Stand by for that, rather. Stern Jesus Pickup Lines, St. Patrick's Day edition as well. And then I think that'll be it. Yeah. Okay, cool. Check out my checklist here. See what's going on. Because I forgot. Stern Jesus Show. So chapter 1, verse 31, this is hour 2, of course. Let's check out what's going on in the Oscars hashtag over on Twitter. To switch over? There we go. Whoops. Bring it over here. See? All very well-oiled machine. Nicole Kidman surprises a bus full of tourists on her way to the Oscars. Well, that's something. Oscars kick off with political jabs and calls for activism from host Jimmy Kimmel. Of course they do. Apparently Steven Crowder is watching the Oscars as we speak. That gay figure skater guy, there you see him. If you have the video version of the show, wearing some sort of leather harness. I believe that's a leather bow tie. That's a bold choice. It's a bold choice, son. Leather bow tie. Sam Rockwell dedicates Oscar win to Philip Seymour Hoffman. Sam Rockwell won for whatever movie that he was in, that one movie that Sam Rockwell was in. There's more dresses. A lot of stuff going on. Just, I mean, I could turn it on. I could put it on the TV behind me. I could probably bring video up on here. There's a Jennifer Lawrence. But no. Apparently people like Roseanne and is live tweeting the Oscars. And Macaulay Culkin is posting pictures, as you see there, of him doing stuff other than watching the Oscars, or I guess being at the Oscars, in his case. Not that, Home Alone were some pretty dope movies. I mean, you know, he could have won an Oscar. He could have thrown a kid an Oscar. But there he is playing guitar. I don't know. I don't get it. I guess I do. I guess it's something. Best costume design, Mark Bridges. Awesome. If you're waiting for the best costume design winner, well, it was Mark Bridges. And for those of you who didn't pick Mark Bridges to be the winner of best costume design, what the fuck is wrong with you? Do you know nothing? Are you unaware of what's going on? God damn it. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 31. Where's some of our sponsors coming up? Of course, go check out their banners on stonerjesus.net. They support us, so go support them. We'll be back with Stoner Jesus Pickup Lines, St. Patrick's Day edition, coming up.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything Planet Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planet Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hey, hey, Jesus. It's me, St. Peter. I finally got away from the sex commune. Well, that shit was fucked up. I think I'm headed back east, which I think is a direction to where the studios are. I'm hoping at least. Right now I'm inside this, there's like this phone booth. It's like a phone booth. I didn't even know they still have phone booths. Jesus, but I found one. Like, most of the glass is kicked out, so it's like, you know, it's not like the greatest phone booth. I don't even know if it could still be called a booth. It's like a metal structure with a lot of broken glass and shit and whatnot. Anyway, Jesus, I want to let you know that I'm headed back to the studio. I'm excited about getting back to the show. Dude, go away. Go away, dude. No. Here's some fucking homeless guy. Stand next to the booth. I'm on the phone, dude. I'm on the phone. Go away. Goddamn, this homeless guy is just fucking standing here looking at me. What are you doing, dude? He's taking his cock out, Jesus. Don't take your dick out, dude. Don't. Oh my God, he's pissing on me. He's fucking pissing in this fucking phone booth, Jesus. Get the fuck away from me, you asshole. You're fucking pissing on my leg. That's my leg you're pissing on, you dumb fucker. But goddamn it, Jesus, this fucking homeless guy is pissing into the booth through the broken glass on my fucking leg. Now I got a homeless guy pissing on my leg. Goddamn, dude, how much you been drinking? Just to fucking stop. He's still fucking pissing, Jesus. Quit pissing on my leg, motherfucker. I'm gonna take one of these shards of glass and stick it in your fucking throat. Then I'll have homeless piss and homeless blood on me. Get the fuck away from me, motherfucker. Get the fuck away from me. Jesus. God damn. Okay, he's walking away, shuffling away now. This fucking guy, man. This fucking guy is fucking starts pissing on me. He pissed on my fucking leg, Jesus. God. God damn it. Fuck. I forgot what I was talking about now. Fuck it. Now I'm fucking pissed off. God damn it. Fucking homeless motherfucker.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ah, yeah. What up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 31. The Potskers. This is Hour 2. Coming up before we get out here on Hour 2, I'm going to play one of my favorite old interviews. Dave Smith, the libertarian comic, part of the Legion of Skanks podcast. Very popular podcast. I interviewed him in April of 2016, I believe it was. So I replayed that interview a little bit later. Pretty cool. Comic Dave Smith on Twitter if you want to go follow him. Do you want to check in again with the Oscars? I think this will be the last check-in.
Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, nope. See? User error. User error. I usually get through a whole show without doing that, but there you go. It's exciting. It's always exciting here. You never know what's going to happen. Looks like it's a lot of the same shit. I keep refreshing this fucking Oscar thing on Twitter, this Oscar hashtag. It seems to be going on. It's all the same shit. Update that shit. Lupita Nyong'o backstage. God, it's really just a fucking insipid, very insipid thing. But again, it's not because I'm bitter. Apparently Mary J. Blige was singing at the Oscars 5 minutes ago. I don't know. Good for her. But like I said, it's not because I'm bitter or anything. I've never won an award. That's not why. I denigrate the Oscars. Not because I'm a bitter, heartless asshole who's taken out the fact that I've never won a fucking award from anybody, anywhere, at any time on the Oscars. It's not what this is at all. But what this is what this is Stoner Jesus Pickup Lines, one of the oldest, greatest segments in Stoner Jesus Show history. Give you two pickup lines. Did you only have games? Face it. You don't know how to spit game at the bitches or the bastards. You don't know how to get the poon or the peen. Let Stoner Jesus teach you how to get the poon and or peen, depending on your circumstances and whether you're looking for poon or peen or both or something in the middle, in between. I don't know. Whatever, man. Whatever. Point is, there's two pickup lines because you have no fucking game. You need some game to spit. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And you want some pickup lines at the ready, as they say. Pickup line number one. Get my trusty thing here. St. Patrick's Day edition. Stoner Jesus pickup lines. Honey, my dick is like a rainbow. Long, curved, multicolored. Only comes out when it rains. And my jizz is gold colored. My jizz is gold colored. Get it? The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? I know it's a stretch, but still, I think it'll work. Give it a shot. Give it a job. You're up in the club. Give it a shot. It's the next one because they always come in twos. Stoner Jesus pickup line, St. Patrick's Day edition. Baby, I see you're wearing green. This beer is green, as is this money, and I'm hoping one of them will get you in bed tonight. The second one's usually better than the first. I think that we've proved that again just now. The second one probably go better than the first. Try the first one. Ease in there. Go with the my dick is a rainbow. Bitches love that, and bastards. Bitches and bastards, they both love that shit. They eat that shit up. And maybe it'll take them a while to get the gold-colored jizz thing. But they will. Again, like my jokes, much like my jokes, my humor. Maybe 3 weeks from now, they'll just be like, oh, I get it. Pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Like I said, I'll admit, it's a stretch, but you can make it work. You can make it work. It's all about the confidence you have when you say the line. About what kind of effect it's going to have. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 31, Hour 2. Again, for the full two-hour video version of the show, patreon.com/sternjesus420. Become a patron. Get all the videos. Get archives. I'll be doing more archives soon. I'm working on that. All kinds of shit. You can go check out patreon.com/sternjesus420. Again, coming up, we're going to come back and wrap things up, and then we'll play that interview with comic Dave Smith. Comic Dave Smith on Twitter. He's on Fox News a lot. Fox, or Headline News as well, the SC Cup Show, whatever, Unfiltered, I believe the name of it is. Also, Legion of Skanks podcast. Comic Dave Smith on Twitter, as I said. Play an interview. Coming up, Stoner Jesus Show. Yo!
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that
You need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10, for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here from the Stoner Jesus Show. As you may or may not know, every once in a while we like to play pranks on St. Peter. And St. Peter is really big into this Game of Thrones show. I don't really know anything about it. But he likes to watch it. He comes up here at night, apparently, into the studio from his little basement, and he watches the show. And I told him that I could get him an audition to maybe be one of the people, you know, one of the characters on the show. Not a big role, just something where he may be in an episode or two. So I rented this little room, and I gave him this flyer where he would come for the audition. And the person who would be recording him and filming him for the audition was there. And, of course, it was me. And all I had to do was put, you know, those little glasses that had, like, the big nose and the mustache on them? And you put it on there. And I altered my voice a little bit. And he had no idea, of course. I didn't have to do that much. Those of you who have listened to our Undercover Boss segment when we were on the show Undercover Boss, I really didn't have to do anything for him to think it wasn't me, it was this person who was doing this audition, because Peter's very gullible. So he thought I was doing some kind of audition, and I had him read these. Apparently there was some kind of foreign language in the show called Dothraki, and I basically just gave him a big list of these words and phrases to try to get through, and I think the prank overall went pretty well. Howdy. Howdy.
Yes.
Howdy. Yeah. My name is Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Just stand there. Just stand there. You got your script there?
Yeah.
Got script there?
Yeah, right here.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Just read. Just read him and try to, you know, really get into the character.
Yeah.
You know, your characters are very, character. Very angry.
That's right.
A very angry character. Just go ahead.
That's right.
See what you got.
Eth Chumar Choma Khan. Zayko.
Yeah, you're doing good. Just ride along. Just going down the list.
And
tell us about those phrases in there.
Yeah, Ashalat, Atioka, Jadi, Zayko.
Doing great, son.
What am I doing? What's going on?
You're close. You're close. I need more anger. I need more anger. From the character.
Yeah.
Come on, son. Come on. Give it to me.
Koithera Dise Anakas Dos Gosores.
That's right. You're angry. Your character is angry.
Salia Javadma.
You're spitting these words. Spit them words, boy. Spit them words.
Ursis Charakorsies. Me never ever.
Yeah. You. The man, Mr. Peter.
What?
Mr. Peter, you're the man.
It's actually St. Peter. It's St. Peter, but that's okay.
That's right. I'll tell you what right now.
What?
You got the job.
Really?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Peter.
Oh, my God.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
On the TV.
Oh,
that's you,
God.
Son.
I love Game of Thrones.
Way to go.
Oh, my God.
You know that there, the Dothraki Baron, anybody?
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Stu.
All right. Stu. I will see you later. You just walk right out that door right there. There you go. And it's fine. It's fine. Congratulations again. Holy crap. What a stupid... I don't even know what any of these words mean. What a stupid motherfucker. I guess the next phase is to see how long he waits to go film his part. He's going to await word, I guess. Maybe we do something. We can turn that into a second prank. That'll be awesome. Well, anyway, that was St. Peter's Game of Thrones audition. He's probably lost in the hallway. So maybe there'll be more to this coming up. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Don't go anywhere.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 31, The Potskers. This is Hour 2. We're going to wrap up Hour 2. I was going to check in again with the Oscars, but I just can't. I can't handle that shit. I can't get into that shit. I'm done with it. Cannot take it. So we're going to wrap up the show. The classic interview with comic Dave Smith on Twitter. As I say, he's part of the Legion of Skanks podcast. And he's on Headline News all the time, Fox Business, Fox News. He's been on a lot of different places. He's a libertarian. He's a stand-up comic. He's a great comic special, Libertas. You can go search it on iTunes or check him out on GasDigitalNetwork.com. That's where you can find his podcast, Part of the Problem. And also find Part of the Problem is a political podcast and Legion of Skanks. One of the funniest podcasts there is. He's a one-third of Legion of Skanks. But in April 2016, I got a chance to interview Dave Smith. They asked me about, you know, his career, a little bit of libertarianism, all that stuff. So it's a classic interview, one of my favorites. So I figured we'd wrap up tonight with it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. For being generally awesome people. Keep going to StonerJesus.net, supporting our sponsors, listening to the shows. Become a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. That would be awesome of you to do. And that's it. Get the fuck out of here. Go watch the Oscars. Or if you're listening to this later, which you probably are, because this is not the part we're live streaming, like we do the first hour, every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope. So you're listening to this afterwards. Go watch a replay of the Oscars. Watch something else. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Of course, as always, peace, bitches. Here's my interview with Dave Smith. Sometimes it's just too much. It's overwhelming. Should be Dave. Check it out. Stone or Jesus Show, we're live on the air. Is this Dave?
Yes, sir.
Dave, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
No problem. I was just telling people about all the projects and shit you're involved in. But first, and I have to say that I listen to Legion of Skanks and Part of the Problem as much as I can.
And, oh, awesome, dude. I appreciate it.
No, it's absolutely great shit. But I didn't catch how this all began, but I know that I guess you're about a month into no weed and no drinking. Has it been about a month, and how'd that get started?
Yeah, it's been almost exactly a month, and I wanted to just kind of do a month, which is, and basically I decided to do the month of March and just go completely, you know, completely detox. And I don't know, I just think every now and then it's kind of good to do, and I was, you know, just at a point where I was drinking and smoking like a ton, and so I just kind of wanted to, you know, flush out the system. I'll be back soon, though.
Oh, that's awesome. It sounds like, sounds awful. Just the whole thing.
It's you know, it's good and bad in a way. It's like I need the balance sometimes, and I'll go from smoking all day every day to just like not smoking at all,
Yeah.
And but yeah, I want to kill people sometimes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are there any changes you can notice?
Yeah, man. One of the things I really notice when I stop smoking weed is I have like really intense dreams. That's like the biggest thing. And besides that, besides the intense dreams, it's just a feeling of wanting to strangle people.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah, just for the tiniest thing sometimes. You know, someone like bumps into you and you're like, I want to fucking kill that guy. But, you know, I don't. I just think it.
Yeah, well, that's good. So you're just going to do, you say you're going to do the month, or are you going to try to stretch it out a little bit more, or are you just going to play it by ear?
Well, I'm really just doing the month of March, and then I'll probably be back to my old ways.
Yeah. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was mentioning earlier you do stand-up comedy in New York, and you're on the Legion of Skanks podcast, which I imagine a lot of people know you from. How did Legion of Skanks with Jay and Lewis come together?
Well, me and Jay and Lewis were like been good friends for years. I mean, led, you know, probably at least like a decade now. The three of us were, you know, like very close friends, and I think a lot of people had encouraged us to do a podcast. And Lewis really was the guy who was like the one who finally got us to do it. Lewis, this is like years ago, 3-4 years ago now, he like bought all this equipment and set up kind of like a studio in his apartment. And he was really, Lewis has always been kind of the most motivated and the most business savvy out of us. And he kind of just encouraged us to start doing it at his apartment. Then ultimately we moved it to the creek in the cave. And then at some point, for some weird reason, people started listening to it. And now it's like a thing that I actually, you know, we actually all make money off of and do regularly, which, and we've built a, like a fan base out of it, so it's great.
It's definitely one of the more popular podcasts out there. And like I said, you know, with so many podcasts, people are splitting up their time and everything's so fragmented. It's one of the few podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis. It's, you know, consistently funny.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, you know, like Lewis is just such a character. He's such an over-the-top, hilarious human being. And Jay is just like, Jay might be the funniest guy on the planet. So it's pretty hard to not make it entertaining.
Yeah, and I'm sure you get this a lot, but my favorite part is the Lewis voice.
Yeah, a lot of people like that. That's probably my favorite part too. And that's literally something that me and Jay were just doing in life for years. It's really funny to me still that it's become such a thing that, I mean, that's just, you know, we just kind of, Lewis just has this crazy deep, like, raspy voice, and we just always make fun of him, you know, like him yelling at his dog, I think is how it started. We're like, Spart, sit down! And we'd all, you know, like, do the voice and make fun of him, and then, yeah, it was just, that just kind of seeped into the podcast.
So I guess at some point you wanted to talk more about politics and stuff, and I imagine that's how part of the problem came together.
Yeah, that was, you know, I like around, so I was already doing comedy for a while. I think I started comedy around 2004, and then around 2007, 2008, I got really with the Ron Paul campaign, I got really into like libertarianism and politics, and that I just started getting like obsessed with it. And a lot of people, I gotta say, particularly, Nate Bargatze, who's a very good friend of mine, a hilarious comedian. If you guys don't know him, you should check him out. I think he's gonna be, back on the Tonight Show next week. But he was really the guy who really encouraged me to do it for a long time. For a while before I started it, he was really encouraging me to do it. And, yeah, it was just kind of just like became kind of my outlet to vent about politics and philosophy and that stuff. And then as the Legion of Skanks audience grew and I started getting on, like, Fox News and stuff like that regularly, the audience for that started growing. So that's been fun now that people are actually listening and into it.
Yeah, it's a great show. Like I said, for anybody who likes politics and – that type of discussion is definitely a great show. Obviously, from a libertarian point of view, have you been paying any attention to the libertarian nomination race or what's going on with the party itself?
Yeah, a little bit. I watched one of the debates that they had, and I pay attention to it a little bit. I think it's an interesting, you know, I like Austin Peterson and I like Gary Johnson. Those guys are all cool, and I think it's you know, definitely there's an interesting opening this year. If it's Trump and Hillary, which it looks like it's going to be, there's a lot of people, myself included, who don't really care for either of them. And I think that there's going to be an opening there. I think, you know, libertarianism, I truly believe if you're just honest and open, that's the conclusion you're going to come to.
Yeah.
So I think the more people get out there and kind of spread the message, the better. But truthfully, I mean, the way politics are set up in this country right now, it's kind of a rigged game. So I don't see a third party candidate winning anything, but I think it's always good to, you know, spread the message.
Absolutely. I registered as a libertarian, I think, in 2004. I came from like a Rush Limbaugh, neocon, George W. Bush background and kind of, you know. But when I got on MySpace in 2006, one of the first things that I started hearing about was Ron Paul. And, you know, things just went from there. It's like you said, there was the big opening this year because there's a lot of Republicans who hate Trump and a lot of Democrats who hate Hillary. And a lot of people who hate them both.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be interesting. I think if the Libertarian Party can just, you know, gain a little bit of traction, it's better at least for the next go-around.
Sure. Yeah, I think every step, every new person that you can kind of wake up is one more step, you know. So anything they can do with that, and in a way, it's great for us to have Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee because she just exposes how you know what a bought and paid for system that whole party is, and Trump, you know, as much of a buffoon as he kind of is, and he bothers me with a lot of the stuff that he says and his kind of lack of understanding of any serious issue, but even how much he's got the neocons panties up in a bunch, I really do enjoy, and I think that exposes the truth. And how much they're flirting with stealing it from him just reminds everybody that they can steal it from him. Like, your vote is meaningless.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, they say, well, the system is rigged, like you said, and it's just, I don't know, I guess it's disheartening sometimes, but it is what it is, and with the Internet, at least we have a chance to get shit out there and make people think about stuff.
Yeah, well, that's definitely been a game changer. I mean, you know, there's no question that, like, when, you know, I think about things from my childhood, like when Ross Perot tried to run and things like that, and how drastically different the world is when there wasn't the Internet and you didn't have this thing where, you know, he couldn't just go on a podcast and talk for 2 hours about what his philosophy is and why he's running on this stuff. And that's why they were so scared when he got in the debates, and they did everything they could to make sure that a third party guy will never be in a debate with the two of them again. And I really would be interested today with the Internet and how much people do read up on all this stuff. How much, if you could get one of those guys in there, I think they would just expose your average Democrat or Republican.
Absolutely. So transitioning out of politics back to a weed, of course. we ask this most people who come on the show and who smoked weed in the past. If I ask you about the highest you've ever been, is there like a specific instance or event that comes to mind?
No, yeah, you know, it does. I remember... It was so, I guess, which is the last time probably that I quit for a while. But not, you know, when I say a while, I went, it was 7 weeks I went without smoking, and this is years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe like three years ago or something like that. And it's actually on an episode of Legion of Skanks. So me and Lewis both went 7 weeks without smoking, and then we smoked right before the podcast. And I mean, it's just like... It's like doing mushrooms or something like that. It's incredible. I remember that. So that's on a podcast. Lewis actually falls asleep in the middle of the podcast. So I'm just sitting there seeing things all around me. But then I remember, like, the next day, I went with the girl I was dating at the time and a friend of hers, and we smoked a blunt. And, you know, when you haven't been smoking for a while, you take, like, two hits and you're good.
Yeah.
And we just smoked a blunt, like a big, fat blunt. And, I mean, it was literally like I did a heavy dosage of mushrooms. I was just tripping my face off. It was great.
Wow. Maybe you have that to look forward to.
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you, that is starting to get me excited the more I approach this month being over. That's when you know you're a real deal pothead, when even when you're not smoking pot, your biggest motivator is like, man, I'm going to get so high once
Hell
I get
yeah.
back to pot.
It's going to be awesome. So as I mentioned earlier to the audience, we had Ralph Sutton on, I guess it was about 4 months ago.
Yeah, I'm actually at Ralph's apartment right now. He was just telling me.
Awesome. this is your chance to make Ralph happy. You're on the Gas Digital Network. Can you tell us a little about the shows on there and plug away?
Yeah, so the Gas Digital Network is a network that Ralph just started with Louis J. Gomez, my partner from the Legion of Skanks podcast. And it's, they're building up a real cool network here. My show, Part of the Problem, Ralph and Big J's show, the SDR show, Louis's Real Ass podcast, and then there's this another great show called High Society Radio with my boy Chris and also Pepper Hicks. Chris Stanley from the Bennington Show. And they got some other shows I can't talk about right now, but they got a few other big ones that are about to come out. So I'm very excited about that. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Go check it all out.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. You're on your Comic Dave Smith on Twitter. Is there any other social media? You're on Facebook or any of that?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, D Smith Comic, and Twitter. That's really the only social media I use. But yeah, man, go check out the shows and follow me and stuff. And yeah, man, thanks for having me on, brother.
Not a problem. Thanks, Dave. And anytime you want to promote anything or, you know, just shoot the shit or whatever, let us know.
All right, sounds good, man.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
All right, later.
Dave Smith, stand-up comedian, Comic Dave Smith on Twitter. It is a good show. If you like politics, part of the problem. If you just like funny shit, Legion of Skanks. It doesn't get much better than that.